the Manitoba Association of Senior Communities, Active Aging in Manitoba, and CGNU present Insights on Social Connections.
You're listening to CJNU 93.7 FM. I'm Adam Glynn, and I'm delighted to be joined in the studio by Linda Brown of Active Aging in Manitoba. Linda, thank you for taking the time.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me.
Now, for those who've not met you before and maybe don't know about Active Aging, just tell us what role your organization has in our community.
So we are a nonprofit organization, and our role, we are a provincial organization, and our role is to provide opportunities for older Manitobans to remain active, get active, learn more about the benefits of being active as they age throughout the province. And we have several different programs, our ways that we do that. And one of the ones that a lot of your listeners will probably be familiar with are the Manitoba 55 Plus Games.
That's fantastic. It's so good to be able to talk about making sure people stay active, because no matter what age or stage you're at in life, being active is going to help you have a better quality of life. And especially as we get older and the nature of the human body just continues to keep on progressing, the more that you move, the easier you're going to find things.
Yes, exactly. That's so true. We always say, you know, move more, sit less. And there's so much truth in that. We know by being active, you know, it helps improve mobility. It helps with, you know, managing some chronic conditions such as high blood pressure, diabetes. The list is very long. So yes, being active is so important. And I think as older adults, we all want to remain in our own homes or, you know, retire or age in the right place. And we need to be mobile to be able to do that. So staying active, and that could be just going for a walk, can really help with people aging in place and staying in their own homes.
And an initiative that you're involved with right now, and here at CJNU, we're very proud to be promoting, is the idea of staying socially connected. And we want to share many of these insights on social connection, because in addition to staying physically active, staying mentally active is critically important as we age, and staying connected with others is a huge part of that.
Yes, it is. Yes, you were really excited to be involved in Insights on Social Connections that I'm going to be co-hosting with Connie Newman to present that once a month. And then we will have some little bits of information throughout the month as well. But yeah, we're excited because certainly one of our roles in society is providing ways for people to be active. But it's not only the physical activity, there's also a whole social component to that, which affects our overall mental well-being as well. So we're working on this project with Connie and MASC to look at the benefits of social prescribing, which would be kind of the medical term for what we're really meaning as social connections. So in that role, what we're helping the medical community to make those connections in their local community with a senior resource finder or coordinator so that they can actually connect their patients with activities, non-clinical, non-medical activities that are happening in their local community, which will help A, with their social connections. It may help them stay a bit more active as well. So we're really excited to be part of this overall project in the province.
It's superb to see this coming to fruition, because I think it's fair to say that over time, we have started to learn that medication, while critically important in helping with people's health, is not the only way to help with people's health, be it physical or be it mental. And especially for older adults, making sure that you are on the right medication, but also mixing with the right people and doing the right kind of things, they are all equally important.
Yes, they are. You're right. I think we're really starting to recognize as a society, and, you know, the medical community has known this for a long time as well. But realistically, their role is to provide that medication if needed or provide that diagnosis. But what we're hoping to provide the medical community in Manitoba with are some other options so that they can say, you know, here is a renewal for a prescription, but I'm also suggesting that you connect with this individual because they can get you into some programs. That could be something like playing cards, playing Scrabble. It could be going for a walk with a group. You know, it could be joining a pickleball group. It could be going to a yoga class, for example. So many different things that will help not only physically, but you're right, mentally. We know that we need to keep up those connections, and talking to people every day is so important, and getting out and being active is a big part of that.
If there's anything that the necessary isolation of the pandemic has taught us, it's that these kinds of connections are so important for one's health, physical and mental. During COVID, people emphasized, make sure you get out and exercise when you can and when it's safe. But staying connected with friends, family, with activities has been proven now, hopefully beyond any doubt, as just as important. And the more we can remind people about that, the better.
Exactly. You know, those of us working in the community with older adults knew about social isolation long before the pandemic ever happened.
Absolutely.
But you're right, the pandemic just confirmed it in everybody's minds and I think brought that more to the forefront, which was probably one of the big benefits of the pandemic. You know, a lot of older adults couldn't see family, couldn't see friends, couldn't socialize with their neighbor two doors over and were really missing that. So it really just emphasized that. So we found since the pandemic that there's been more work in that area, obviously, and we realize we never want to have that happen again. So we're hoping that people will build some connections and be able to keep those connections active.
Now, you mentioned that the medical community are now on board in working on these kinds of initiatives. And to me, it feels like a really Manitoba kind of thing to see the nonprofit sector, community organizations, now the medical community, everyone coming together, pulling in the same direction and saying, why aren't we all just talking about these things together, not duplicating where we don't need to, and connecting the dots and getting the resources shared?
Exactly. And, you know, we all know how busy our family physicians are, right? We all know that. We know how long it takes to get an appointment. We know how busy the staff are in the clinics. So we're hoping to provide another tool for the family physicians to use. And it will actually benefit the medical clinic and the physicians as well, because if they've got patients now that are more connected, probably a little bit happier with life, you know, maybe in a better place mentally, they may not be coming back to their doctor as often. So we know that that's a big part of the overall sort of holistic treatment for well-being of their patients.
And it helps all of those resources go that little bit further.
Yes, it does. Exactly. And that's the nice thing in the nonprofit community. We really work together to share resources, refer to each other, depending on what the needs are. So what we want to see is the family physician, you know, writing that prescription, handing it to the patient and saying, I'm going to refer you to the senior resource finder in your community who has all those resources at their fingertips.
That's awesome. Well, folks, if you want to find out more, stay tuned to CJNU because at the end of each month, we're going to be presenting these special programs, Insights on Social Connection. And Linda will be co-hosting along with Connie Newman of MASC. A huge kudos to you and to Connie and to all of the work that both MASC and AIM, Active Aging in Manitoba, are doing to sort of bring these initiatives to the forefront. We are so, so pleased to be able to support this.
Well, thank you. We are very appreciative of the opportunity to be able to get this information out to your listeners. And we hope that they tell two people and they tell two people, really spread the word. And we feel very positive about the impact that we could potentially have. And really, this is our role in community to provide those resources for our older adults.
And Linda, if people want to find out more about what Active Aging are doing, you have a fabulous website.
Yes, we do. So activeagingmb.ca, people can go there to get information. They can also give us a call at 204-632-3947.
Awesome. Linda Brown with Active Aging in Manitoba. Thank you for everything you do for our community, but thank you today for sharing some time with us.
Great. Thank you very much for having me.
Stay active and stay connected with Insights and Social Connections. For more information on how you can live your best life, join me, Jim Feeney, with my co-hosts Connie Newman of the Manitoba Association of Senior Communities and Linda Brown from Active Aging in Manitoba from noon to 1 p.m. the last Wednesday of every month. Insights on Social Connections, heard exclusively on CJNU 93.7 FM.